Sunlight gleams over rippling water, the setting sun dips below a craggy peak on the ocean's horizon. Mar Vista Entertainment. In black and white. Lit from behind, three graduated bars fly in. Third films. Stars float in space. Words appear. Mar Vista Entertainment presents. In association with Third Films. Nighttime, at a truck stop. Against a starlit sky surrounded by parked trucks, a lonely palm tree stands in the darkness. A white truck drives through the yard and stops. The headlights turn off. In a blue and white trucker hat and dark overalls, a red curly-haired man steps out of the driver's seat. He opens up a glass liquor bottle, takes a big swig, and finishes it. He tosses the bottle on the ground, grabs a new one from his pocket, and opens it. Something swoops over his head and takes his hat away. He looks up as a bright ball of light blasts from the sky.
What the goddamn?
The fiery ball hits his truck and he watches as it burns to the ground.
Anybody in there? You a crashed astronaut or something?
The burn sign from his truck lies on the ground. A large shiny gray egg appears from the fire.
Whoever you are, you blew up my truck! You gonna get me another truck, I'm gonna run your ass over with it!
He points his bottle to the fire and looks up. His eyes widen. A face emerges from the smoke above the wreckage.
I didn't mean that. We're good.
Holding his bottle, the man runs. He looks up and around in the dark sky. He slams into a truck. He leans against the truck and breathes heavily. A line of big rigs stands against the wall of the empty yard. He peeks his head from the shadows and looks up. He peers around the truck grill and takes another sip. He scans the night sky. He runs to the yard. Stops suddenly and turns. A flying creature sits on top of a trailer. The creature sweeps him up and flies away. Flying creatures swarm. Words appear. Pterodactyl. Daytime. The sun shines over Los Angeles. Mountains loom in the distance above the cityscape. A black pickup truck door with a logo appears. Lars Wales and Jonas Lights cutting hedge yard care. A man picks up a rake from the truck bed and walks across the street. He looks down at another man lying on the grass.
Dude, wanna give me a hand? Jonas, how long do you think I can keep doing this job by myself?
Dude, I'm taking my break. I was mowing.
Oh yeah, mowing what?
Lawn?
With what?
Jonas waves a remote control.
Where's my lawn mower?
Relax, right over there.
The lawn mower is stuck in mud.
God, damn it. I finally got it working this time.
The lawnmower catches fire.
Ooh. You know what? I probably just need to change something here. Brake's over.
Lars grabs the remote and tosses it on the lawn.
I had it this time.
Sun shines through palm leaves. In a pool, a woman in a small golden bikini lies on a floaty. Two shovels dig into the ground. Jonas stares at the woman as he digs.
You know, you spend half as much time on real work as you do with your things, you might actually make some good money. Just saying, Lars. You've got a business degree and you're planting shrubs all day.
Well, I mean, shrubs don't crash on my couch for months on end, and shrubs don't beg me for a job after college, and shrubs definitely don't drink all my beer.
I like shrubs.
Shrubs don't drive you home after a long night at the bar, they don't help you get over your latest and greatest breakup, and they don't fix your truck for you when it's not working.
All right, fine, you got me there. All right, cool. Fertilizer time.
Lars grins and turns. Jonas plows the flower bed. He looks up as the woman rises out of the pool. He stops and stares at her. She lowers her sunglasses, looks back at him and smiles. The woman slides her fingers through her wet hair and tousles it. She opens her mouth, bites the temple of her sunglasses and sways. Jonas smiles. Lars drops a bag of manure, rips it open and shovels it into the flower bed. Jonas frowns and glances at the woman as she sits on a long chair and reads a book. She turns her head and shrugs. Jonas sighs. Lars turns to look at her.
So, I know that was my shovel, but what is it now?
Dude, this?
Yeah,
this is my shovbrella.
Jonas gets up and holds a shovel with an umbrella attached to it.
Check it out. Huh? Oh. Stay the hell away from my leaf blower.
A sunset sky hangs over the city and mountains.
Hey, so, 5 o'clock. Happy hour at the old watering hole?
Nah, dude. Just want to have a few beers and pass out on my couch.
It's Friday night. We always go out on Friday night.
Yeah, well, I want to try something different, like sleeping.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know, you're probably getting too old for that kind of stuff anyway.
Fine. But you're buying and driving.
Deal.
Jonas and Lars get into the truck. Fiery balls fly across the pitch black space toward Earth. Sun sets above the city. A neon sign flashes on a wall. The watering hole. Inside the bar. A white ball glides across a blue pool table as Lars and Jonas enter the dimly lit divey room. Jonas fixes his hair as he walks.
Wait till you see my latest catch. Biggest, baddest, meanest river sunbitch you've ever seen.
Evening, Samson.
Don't you evening me, sonny. I'm a Marine. This ain't just any evening. This is a goddamn celebration.
And what'd you shoot this time?
Shark! Right there in the river. It was much tougher than that grizzly that I shot up in the Yukon. And he had me in his jaws most of the time.
What river would this be?
The L.A. River, you damn civvy. Put 10 slugs in him. Tired him out till he went belly up. Just like the women in my bed.
You know, one day, Samson, you're gonna sober up. And hopefully not be such a scumbag, huh?
Yeah, sad day that'll be.
Samson slams a shot. The boys sit at a table.
Nuts. Dude, I gotta be honest. I hate this place.
I love it.
I mean, the seats are old as hell. The beer tastes like it came out of the faucet.
Come on.
I don't even want to think about what these stains are on this table.
Dude, they wipe off.
And that smell is absolutely disgusting. Tell me what there's to like about this place. Besides the obvious.
What can I get you, boys?
How you doing, Candace?
Hey, Lars, how are you? Hard day on the job?
Yes, ma'am, that it was.
What about you, Jonas?
I'm doing okay, you know, hardest day of work ever with the sun, and we had the dirt and the shovel and the shrub, and, you know, we got sweaty with the work, and so, yeah.
Yeah, you're still sweating.
Well, you know me, I'm always sweating. I'm always working, huh? So, how are you? Because it looks a little slow tonight here. You okay?
Yeah.
Things slow? Everything okay?
Yeah. It's a slow one.
Jonas swallows.
What can I get you guys?
Two IPAs, please.
All right, going right up.
Bro, that was magic.
Yeah?
I feel the sparks coming off that. I think she's really starting to dig you.
Really, you think?
The signs were all there. I mean, think about it. When you started talking about how much you sweat and the shrubs you plant, come on, man, why didn't you propose?
Yeah, well, I'm a gentleman, okay?
take my time, picking my moment, getting to know her a bit.
Dude, you do know her. We come here every Friday night, and every Friday night it's the same thing with you. You sit there and you stutter and you get all jittery like a little teenager. No! I hate that.
Lars slaps Jonas's hand.
Just ask her out.
I'm working on it.
Bro, if you don't say something, she's gonna end up with that drunk Samson.
Oh.
Jonas scowls and looks over at Samson as he downs another shot.
It ain't that hard, Jonas. I guess your balls just aren't as big as that brain of yours, huh?
Lars, have you looked at us lately? Come on, man, I'm dirty, sweaty, and poor, too. I mean, I can't ask her out like this. I don't even have a dollar to my name. It ain't respectable.
Hard, honest work? That's respectable, Jonas.
Why, because it's hard?
I mean, come on, man. There's gotta be a better way of making money than sweating our asses off in rich pricks' lawns all day.
Dude, as much as you may think, money ain't always the answer.
Sure as hell would solve a lot of my problems right now. I mean, come on, man. I want to do something big. I want to, you know, do something great. Live the dream.
Well, you do that. I'm going to dream of cheap drinks and cute waitresses.
Jonas squirms.
Here you guys go.
He looks at Candace.
Feeling better, Jonas?
Yeah, I always feel good around you.
He looks down.
You can throw these on Jonas's tab.
All right, we'll do, hon. It's going to be 10 total.
She walks away.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm going to need to borrow 10 bucks.
Are you kidding me?
Jonas sips his beer. Fiery balls hurtle toward Earth. At the bar. Empty beer bottles cover the table. Jonas counts his money. Lars sleeps sitting up. Jonas leans over the table, reaches into his pocket and grabs a stack of bills. Samson finishes his drink and looks at Candace.
Hey, sweet cheeks. When we gonna split a bottle and a bed, eh?
I've told you, Samson, I don't date customers.
Oh, honey, after a couple drinks, you won't care who I am.
She looks at Jonas.
Samson, all the drinks in the world couldn't do that.
Yeah, it was worth a try.
Samson munches bar nuts. Jonas slides the bills to Candace. They share a look.
Meteor shower. The meteors, which are expected to come down in the greater Los Angeles area,
need a change.
Thanks.
Which brought the planet a near miss with a meteor the size of a six-story building that, by all accounts, seemed to have burned up on entry when it disappeared from astronomers.
Love to get my hand on one of those rocks, make a bundle.
What do you mean?
Meteorites, meteors, you know, pretty cool. Stuff's been floating around our galaxy for ages, just collecting space dust. Then they just hit our atmo and burn up like glittery diamonds. Yeah. You know, they hit Earth on a regular basis.
I mean, there's all kinds of different rocks. Irony rocks, stony iron rocks. Irony ones are the ones that are worth the most and easiest to find, I guess. Other ones just look like regular rocks. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the meaty meteoroids and the glistening rocks on the night highway. I can't get enough. I love them. I can't get enough of them. I mean, you certainly seem to like them.
Yeah, my cousin works at the Science Museum. She says people pay top dollar for space rocks.
Really? That's so?
Some guy had one crash into his living room a year ago. He was pissed as hell until he sold it. Bought a brand new house.
Jonas stares ahead and frowns.
Good to know.
He looks to the TV.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Candace smiles and waves.
Hey, wake up. Come on. We have work to do.
Lars reaches for a beer.
Oh, no. Come on. I'm not done with that.
Outside, Jonas drags Lars to his truck. Shimmering meteors fly slowly across the blue night sky. Jonas sits Lars on the passenger seat.
All right, buddy, come on. Almost, yep, close, there. All right.
Nice. The atmosphere shower is impressing thousands all across Southern California. Authorities have reported meteor impacts in the Angeles National Forest, as well as Joshua Tree National Park. In other news, there are a growing number of disappearances in the high desert area, which will share us to
Jonas looks at a map and smiles. The truck speeds down an empty street as the city fades away. Against a mountain, a sea of city lights brightens up the night. The truck speeds ahead.
So let me get this straight.
Lars sips from a paper coffee cup.
You want to go digging up space rocks in the middle of the goddamn night?
Dude, they're worth a fortune!
So is a good night's sleep. Jonas, just promise me this is not going to turn out like the Jackrabbit scheme. Remember that?
Would have worked if somebody hadn't gotten angry. Besides, man, I told you, rabbits spook easy. Oh, Candace told me these things are worth a ton of money.
Oh, Candace told you. Oh, great, yeah.
Tell you what, we're going to find one of these things, we're going to sell it, and we're going to split the profit 60-40.
Wait, and why would you get 60%?
Because it was my idea.
Yeah, and it's a half-ass idea, so you should get half. 50-50.
Hey, you know what, fine. 50-50. But that's only because I'm your friend.
And we're using my truck.
I thought this was our truck. I mean, it's got my name on it, too.
Oh, no. That's only because I'm your friend.
A meteor passes a neighborhood and disappears behind a hill. One by one, houses go dark. On a desolate road, headlights appear.
Dude, where the hell are we anyways?
Yeah, hand me the map.
Thanks.
Got it. God damn it.
Lars grabs the map.
So violent.
Lars looks up from the map.
Oh man, what is that?
Alright, you know what? If we go...
Debris blocks the road.
Go about 20 more miles
out. Jonas, look out! Jesus Christ!
Oh, man. I told you to keep your eyes on the road.
Oh.
An electrical tower lies across the road. Jonas and Lars step out of the truck.
Man. Oh, God damn.
Jesus. Is that an electrical tower?
Sure looks like it.
How the hell did that come down?
Sparks fly.
Hey, man, whatever it was, we're not getting around that mess. Come on, let's go. Jonas.
Jonas tilts his head.
Jonas, let's go.
Something must have hit it.
Oh, yeah, what? One of your meteorites?
They share a look.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. Grab the flashlights.
Jonas walks forward.
Sure. God damn, I hate you sometimes.
Yeah, well, you can hate me after we're rich.
Dude, what are we even looking for out here?
Dude, I already told you, a space rock.
Oh, space rock, okay.
And how does a space rock look different from a regular rock?
I don't know, probably like it came from space or something.
This is crazy.
I'm crazy, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Me neither, you're not exactly the adventurous type.
Hey, neither are you.
Hey.
And this ain't an adventure, it's a wild goose chase.
They walk a trail with flashlights.
I mean, shit, Jonas, there ain't nothing out here but dirt and more dirt.
Lars, you saw that tower back there. There's something out here. Keep looking.
Dude, it probably fell from a quake or something. I mean, come on, man. I do not want to spend all night out here. It's cold, dark, and I feel ridiculous. Come on.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous? You know why I feel ridiculous? Is when I'm planting shrubs and shit all day. You don't see me complaining?
I don't see you complaining.
That's all you do. Come on, man. Take a chance. I mean, think about it. We could get rid of the yard work thing. How bad would that be, huh?
I like the yard work thing, Jonas.
Man.
It's simple, honest work that happens during the day. And you know what it doesn't do? It doesn't leave me wandering through the goddamn desert in the middle of the night looking for space rocks. You know what? Screw it.
Lars.
I'm out of here. I'm going back to the truck.
Lars, come on, man.
Good luck chasing your miracles.
Lars.
God damn it. The truck's back that way.
Jonas points in a different direction. Jonas runs toward the sound. He holds his flashlight as he climbs up a ridge.
Oh. Holy crap!
Lars lies on the bottom of a crater and dusts off his clothes.
This is exactly how I want to spend my Friday night. Dude, give me a hand. It smells like rotten eggs down here.
Jonas slides down the side of the crater.
Oh. Oh. Looking at it. That's it. That's a space rock. Damn.
He grabs a shiny gray egg-shaped rock.
God, oh, this thing's got some heft.
It's still warm.
Yeah. I wonder what it's made out of.
Probably something valuable. So much for the wild goose chase, huh?
Shut up. All right, let's get this thing back to the truck.
Yeah.
Jonas scrambles out of the crater. Holding the rock, Lars sits and shakes his head. Against the black silhouette of power lines, two flashlight beams bounce in the night.
Come on, man, we're almost there. What if they pay by the ounce?
Lars shoves the rock to Jonas.
Hey, you mind if we tell Candace I found the rock?
I don't care, okay? Go impress your lady friend.
Jonas runs to the truck. He places the rock in the truck bed, nods and smiles. They drive down the road. From a distance, a creature with a long beak and neck watches the truck pass by. It looks up. Meteors fall from the sky. Sunrise. Sunbeams shine through downtown Los Angeles. Jonas sits behind the wheel and taps his thumbs. Lars sleeps on the passenger seat. Jonas looks down at the gas gauge.
Oh, dang it.
He looks over at the sleeping Lars, reaches into Lars's pocket and grabs some cash. Jonas shakes his head, lifts up from his seat and pulls bills from his pocket. He counts the money. He finds a piece of paper with writing on it. Call me.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He stares ahead. The truck pulls into a gas station. In bed, Candace reaches for her phone.
Hello.
This is, Jonas from...
The guy from the bar? From
Friday. You know, every Friday.
Right. Hey. You know, when I gave you my number, I didn't expect you to call me at 7:30 on a Saturday morning. Are you drunk?
No. Why?
Why would I be drunk? I mean, I just... I called to just... You know,
Yeah?
Remember those space rocks?
What?
We found a meteorite, a space rock. We found it all by ourselves. I mean,
myself, I found it.
Oh, well. Good.
Yeah, I wanted to know if maybe we could stop by and,
you could take a look at it and, you know, just
kind of give us your expert opinion on it.
Mouth agape, she looks around.
Now?
Sure.
She tosses her arm.
Hell, I'm already awake, so... Meteors. It's one way to start the day.
Jonas throws his fist in the air.
You still there?
Yeah, still here.
Still here, always here for you.
Candace smiles.
Alright, let me give you my address.
A gas nozzle clicks. Jonas pulls back a tarp and places his hands on the rock. He grimaces.
Oh, God.
He holds his nose and rewraps the rock.
What crawled up your butt and made you so happy this morning?
I just made a phone call.
Oh, about the rock?
Yeah, you could say that.
Good.
Your phone got GPS? Can I use this? I'm gonna use this.
Yes, go for it. So where are we headed?
Candace's.
No shit, how'd that happen?
Just lucky, I guess. How do I look?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look, lively.
All right.
Sure.
I can do lively, yeah.
The truck heads down the road. Over the city. A winged shadow passes across a building. The men drive down a tree-lined street.
Hey, buddy, you smell that? Something in the, something in the air?
Yeah, actually. What is that?
A flying creature appears between two buildings.
That's the smell of change, my friend.
Lars sniffs his armpit.
Lars, I wasn't being serious. You can't actually smell change.
Lars looks out the window and sticks his tongue out.
Come on, man. You look like a dog with your head in the wind right now. Stay with me here.
Shut up for a second, okay?
It smells like rotten eggs.
Lars squints into the side mirror. His jaw drops. A flying creature appears.
Shit.
What? I don't want to smell shit. Roll up your window.
The truck veers to dodge the creature. Lars looks up. A giant reptile flies above them. It flies ahead.
What the hell is that thing?
I don't know. Looks like a goddamn mutant pelican.
Pelican?
Like a bird or something.
Yeah, well, that's one angry goddamn bird.
The creature turns around.
Oh, goddamn it!
It crashes into the truck.
Oh my god!
The truck speeds along with the creature on the hood.
Boys, get it off the truck! Get it off!
It pecks the windshield. The truck swerves.
It likes us very much.
Yeah. Let's see how it likes. Sudden stops.
The creature rolls onto the street. A broken windshield.
God. Oh, my baby. Oh, he tore up my baby.
The giant reptile moves on the ground.
Oh, shit, still going. Still going. What should I should I turn around? Oh, screw that. Drive.
It stands. Lars and Jonas steal their jaws. The truck slams into the creature and runs over it.
I think we got it, man. I think we got it. I think we... Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
My baby.
What did he do to you? My truck was fine before today, Jonas.
Sorry.
Wings spread, the reptile lies on the ground. The swarm's shadow crosses it. At Candace's apartment.
Hold your horses, I'm coming.
She organizes.
Val.
Morning, Rumi.
Wearing sunglasses, Val walks in and sits on the couch.
Christ, Val, do you have any idea what time it is? It's Saturday morning. Does it matter? I lost my keys again. But I had another adventure last night.
Oh? What was his name?
Rodriguez. Val, I work in a bar and I don't drink as much as you do.
It's not my fault that you don't know how to relax or get shit-faced for free.
Well, sorry, I'm never in the mood to be felt up by some douchebag just to get some cheap drinks.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Candace scoffs.
Speaking of knocking...
Excuse me, I have a date.
On Saturday morning? God, you're such a prude.
Well, good morning, Candace.
Hi, Vince.
Is Valerie in?
She just got in.
Candace looks down at Vince as he enters the apartment. She rolls her eyes. Valerie pops some pills.
That's your date?
Shut up.
Valerie, a little concubine.
Oh, hi, Vincey.
Now, Valerie, don't start playing hard to get.
Oh, Vince, once a month, that's as easy as it gets for you.
Well, that's why I'm here, actually. I wanted to renegotiate your lease. I was thinking twice a month.
Are you sure you could even last that long? Vince, can you please go park up our apartment some other time? I'm waiting for a friend to arrive. She's got a date.
On a Saturday morning? God, you're a prude, ain't you? Val, you really got to get this one laid.
That's what I've been saying.
Valerie and Candace exchange looks. Candace frowns and crosses her arms. Vince looks between the two women.
All right, I'm going. But think about my offer, Val. I'll even throw in free utilities.
He thrusts his hips and touches his chest. Candace rolls her eyes.
If you ever want to make alternate payments, I'm always open to suggestions.
I suggest you leave.
Valerie laughs. Vince points his finger and exits.
you want to renegotiate your lease.
You are unbelievable.
I'm extraordinary.
That's one word for it.
I really need to shower.
I can't believe you're still sleeping with our landlord.
Well, I can't believe that you're still paying for rent.
Barely.
Ah, Christ! What else do you want?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, we got attacked by a bird on the way over. There's a really big one. I think it was some kind of a mutant. Some kind of a mutant bird really freaked us out.
All right, look, this thing's kind of heavy, okay? Oh. This pansy's afraid of elevators. Yeah. You live on the 10th floor. Can we come in, please?
Yeah.
Lars carries the gray egg into the apartment. Jonas sighs and follows him. Candace shrugs. Lars places the rock on a table and unwraps it. He smiles, turns on a light, and looks at it. Candace treats Jonas's arm.
Don't move. All
right.
You need to stop moving and dancing in your seat. Okay. Mm. Now you're just wriggling. Stop it. Mm. You said a bird attacked you?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they look like. Tell you what, though, they're way less friendly than they are in the Discover Channel. Totally badassed it, though. KO'd that son of a bitch. Knocked him right in his ass. Boom.
Lars inspects the egg with a lighter.
And how did you slay this mighty beast, oh brave knight?
I ain't no knight. But you know, at one point he was right on top of us, and then bam, I hit the brakes. Sucker must have flew 50 feet. Saved both our asses. What? I did. Go ahead, ask Lars.
Please don't.
Sounds dangerous. You getting into the monster sling business now? I'm kidding.
She pulls down Jonas's sleeve.
I'm glad you're okay.
They gaze at each other.
You know you're cute when you blush.
And last night, Jonas, found this.
What is that?
Only the biggest damn payday you've ever seen.
Candace walks over and touches the rock. Jonas grins and rubs his hands together.
It's warm.
Yeah, it's been sitting in the back of my truck all morning.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has. Thing fell out of the sky last night. I fished it out of the desert. Dude, what?
It's bad enough you have us bring it to her. Now you're gonna tell her where to find more?
She ain't interested in the money.
Lars grunts.
Besides, she thinks I'm cute, man. Come on.
I want 20%.
God damn it. Jonas, you're about as dumb as a bowling ball when it comes to women.
Jonas bites his lip.
What for?
Called finder's fee.
Okay. But you didn't find it.
And you wouldn't have if I hadn't have told Jonas it was worth looking for.
Oh, really? All right, fine. 20% out of his share.
Whoa. Wait. Wait a minute. That ain't fair.
Oh, that ain't fair, really? No. What's the count at now, huh? How much money do you owe me?
Jonas glares at Lars.
20%.
Deal. Let me call my cousin. She works at the museum.
Jonas hangs his head and bites his lips.
What about that damn bird?
What about it?
It's dead. You killed it.
Exactly. You owe me your life for that. And don't think that's worth any less than what I owe you.
All right, fine. 10% from each of our shares. Does that work?
Deal. But I don't want to hear any more about the lazy son of a bitch Jonas ever again.
All right. I admit it. You did good here. And even managed to call her. Guess you just need a push in the right direction.
Thank you.
Doesn't make you less lazy.
Candace looks at the phone.
Just more respectable.
I like respectable.
Guys, something's wrong.
Candace's jaw drops. Through the window, dozens of creatures fly through the city.
Shouldn't be so close to these windows. Dude, I'm getting the feeling this one's staring at me. Is that weird?
Jonas grabs Lars's shoulder. Candace closes the blinds. A shadow of a creature shines through the blinds.
Man, I'm taking your shorts again.
Valerie, shut up for once! You're taking them again?
Valerie looks up. The reptile crashes through the window. Jonas pushes Candace aside. The creature exposes its sharp teeth. It lumbers toward Valerie.
We gotta distract it.
Valerie flinches. The creature stands right in front of her.
Lars! Lars!
Jonas grabs a plastic bottle from the floor.
Your lighter! Toss me your lighter!
What are you doing?
Lars tosses the lighter to Jonas. He opens the bottle as the reptile closes in on Valerie.
Trust me. Hey, there, B-Bird.
The reptile turns toward Jonas.
Take it easy now, no need to go all Cookie Monster on us.
He holds the lighter to the bottle.
Run!
The fire torches the creature and the girls run out of the apartment. Lars and Jonas grab the rock and rush out.
Come on! Get out of here!
Shit! I did that!
Truck's in the alley, let's go!
Elevators!
Oh, God.
They hurry to the elevator.
So you know it's not gonna get here any faster if we keep doing that.
You stop them! We're not taking the stairs, we're all sticking together!
Elevator sucks! Blame the landlord!
What the hell is all this noise?
Who the hell are you?
Who am I? I'm the building manager. That's who I am, Sonny Jim. Who the hell are you? Huckleberry Finn.
We were just on our way out, sir.
The creature closes in on Vince.
You've been smoking in that apartment again, haven't you? I told you before it's grounds for eviction. Give me 5 minutes. I'll do the paperwork right now.
The creature impales Vince with its beak. Blood stains his shirt. The bloody creature charges the elevator. The door closes.
So that guy was...
an asshole.
And you are...
Valerie, my roommate.
Okay. This is exactly how I want to spend my weekend. Right.
You're telling me.
You gonna be okay?
Shit. How am I gonna pay my rent now?
They enter the lobby. Another reptile bites a man on the ground. They run through an emergency exit to an alley.
There it is!
Oh, I missed it.
A creature drops onto Lars's truck.
Oh, my truck! Our truck!
Oh. We'll take my car! Come on! Let's go!
Come on, dude! Come on!
Guys, my car's on the other side of the garage.
I'm gonna kill all the freaking birds.
They're not birds, they're lizards. Val, hurry up.
Lizards like toads. I'm gonna kill all the freaking lizards.
Hold on, lizards. Did you guys ever learn that in school?
Hey, I went to school. Mostly.
Lizards like dinosaurs.
Kill all these freaking dinosaurs. Dinosaurs died out like a million years ago. That's impossible.
We used to love them as a kid. They looked so pretty in the drawings.
What kind of dinosaurs are these?
I can't be sure for certain, but they kind of look like pterodactyls.
Pterodactyl. Fitting name, at least. Well, whatever they are, they're everywhere.
We need to get somewhere safe.
Can't we just kill them?
What, with rubbing alcohol on matches? Because that worked so well last time.
Hey, saved your ass, didn't it? Killed one.
With your brakes.
I could do it again. But guys, can we hide back at the bar? I mean, a drink's always made me feel better.
What? No. We need to go somewhere where we can defend ourselves. Somewhere that they can't easily get into.
You got something in mind?
Yeah, but you're not gonna like it.
A stairwell door flies off its hinges. A pterodactyl crawls into the garage.
Oh, great. It's Mr. Barbecue again. Wonderful. Wherever it is, I'm gonna like it a lot more than here. Drive.
The creature chases the speeding car. The gate closes, trapping the pterodactyl. Smoke and flames erupt from the apartment. Pterodactyls fly over Hollywood.
Christ, it's a madhouse out here!
Oh my God, there are monsters all over Hollywood!
That's not much different than usual, then.
If I said that we've got company, would that be too cliche?
A creature flies behind the car.
Candice, you're probably a good driver and all, but now would be a good time to exceed posted speed limits.
Hold on to something!
They speed through the neighborhood as the pterodactyl closes in.
The freeway? Are you insane?
It's the fastest way!
Yeah, fastest way to sudden death.
We have to get downtown.
Why are we taking the freeway?
Why would anyone take the freeway?
Shut up and let me drive!
In the back seat, Lars holds the rock and frowns. The creature follows them as the car speeds along the freeway and cuts across lanes. Jonas squeezes the passenger side handle. In the background, engulfed in flames, a plane drops from the sky.
It's still behind us!
Jesus, just the one?
Multiple creatures join in to follow the car.
Not anymore.
Oh, great. We get stuck here and we're dead.
They attack a car. It crashes. Two reptiles follow them.
I am not dying on my day off.
Candace speeds along. The pterodactyls fly beside the car. A truck slams into the creatures.
Up here, take the next exit. Jonas, shut up. All right, Candace, you stay on this road.
Do I get a say in any of this?
No.
But if you want to start praying, now would be a good time.
Another pterodactyl lands on the car roof.
Candace, do you mind?
What are you doing? Do it.
Jonas thrusts a car jack through the roof into the creature's chest. The creature slumps on the car.
Oh no, they're coming back! Everybody get down!
Two pterodactyls fly over. Lars and Valerie look up.
They think we're one of them.
What?
They can't tell that it's dead. They think we're one of them. Camouflage.
Well, if we're gonna be attacked by monsters, I'm sure glad they're dumb as shit.
Oh my god.
Valerie breathes deep and moves her hands up and down. Lars mimics her. Downtown at LA smolders in the background. On a deserted street. With a dead pterodactyl on its roof, the car turns into an alleyway. They pull into a gated parking lot. By an industrial building.
This is your idea of safe?
Yeah, do people still get mugged during times of crisis?
No. Wait, do they?
Come on.
Whose place is this?
I don't know, dude.
Let's just say I've been handed this address enough to know it by heart. Even if I didn't want to.
This isn't a drug dealer's place, right?
No, worse.
Your boyfriends?
I don't have one. And I wouldn't. What?
Oh, the sexy little spitfire from the bar. Come to see old Samson, did you? Glad to see you came to your senses. Oh, you brought company.
Samson looks at Jonas and Lars.
Well, haven't played for that team in quite a while. Oh well. More the merrier, I always say.
The pterodactyl lies on the car.
What the fuck is that?
The creature lies on a table.
So, you slew a dragon.
It's not a dragon. It's a pterodactyl.
Pterowhat? Is that scientific for dragon?
No.
Samson whips out a knife.
The great hunter.
Yeah. Surprised?
He pokes the creature.
Are you sure it's dead?
Oh, it's dead, all right. That's the second one I've killed today.
Jonas wipes his hands. Samson stabs the creature.
It is now.
He grins and pulls out a flask.
What are ancient flying reptiles doing in Los Angeles, of all places?
Lars takes off his hat and scratches his head.
I used to do this guy who did promotions for movies. Maybe it's something like that. Yeah?
They've been dead for over 65 million years.
And how do you know all this?
I read. You know, books. She's kind of a nerd.
Nerds. I used to shove nerds into lockers in high school. Trunks in cars, toilets, walls, concrete floors, you name it.
How am I a nerd? Come on, you take over the DVR with your Discovery Channel crap.
I kind of like nerds.
And you boil leaves in your coffee. It's really weird.
It's called a French press. Val, I taught you how to use it last week.
It's still weird.
I'm weird. What about you? You drink vodka first thing every morning.
Hey, I drink it with orange juice.
All right, enough. Look. What I want to know is, where the hell's the damn military, huh?
Yeah.
You know, the tanks, the jets, all that crap our taxes pay for?
That right there, I just might have an answer.
Samson points the knife. Lars puts on his cap. Samson turns dials on a radio.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That looks like military. Where the hell did you dig that up?
Let's just say when I left the Marines, I took a few souvenirs.
Yeah, speaking of which, how did you leave the Marines?
Well, you know how alcohol explodes when it's stored next to gasoline?
No.
Well, it does. Quite a lot. Fortunately, I've still got some friends at Vandenberg. Marines never forget their own.
Yeah, this guy's got a lot of friends.
Vandenberg Alpha, this is Lone Hunter. Do you copy?
You sure that thing still works?
I repeat, Vandenberg Alpha, this is Lone Hunter. Do you copy?
Boy, I'm not even plugged in.
Oh, please.
Waste of time.
Vandenberg Alpha, this is Lone Hunter. Do you copy?
Anyone who can get this, we are under attack. I repeat, we are under attack. Both are coming from the sky. Too many to count. We're getting slaughtered.
Wait. What the
hell? Jesus, it's enormous. Get everything you've got.
Shit.
Samson lowers his head. Candace and Valerie gasp.
This is worse than I thought. Now I'm sober.
No. Wait. These things, they were extinct before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So all we need to do is just, you know, we'll figure out what killed them all off last time, and, you know, we'll do that again.
Yeah. Jonas, they were killed by a giant meteor 65 million years ago. Am I the only person that knows this?
What I don't get is, okay, so these pterodactyls, right? They just happen to show up now?
Maybe they've been waiting all this time? Just now hatching from their eggs? I don't know.
Yeah, well, how are there so many eggs? I mean, is there some giant dactyl just laying these things, like on a big conveyor belt, you know?
But here's the other question. How are they making eggs?
Good question. Nobody's yelling at him.
Maybe you're just all wrong.
Samson sits on a bed and shakes his hands.
Maybe your ancient massive meteor didn't kill him after all. Maybe it just flung him out into the cold, dark infinite of space. And that's where they stayed. Circling around in the void, biding their time. Getting more and more pissed off. And now they've returned with a vengeance. Maybe they just want their home back. Our home. Maybe what they really want is our freedom. Maybe they're just itching for a fight.
Jonas and Lars sneer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, assuming nobody here in this room has a giant meteorite somewhere. What's plan B?
Lars shakes his head.
Bullets.
Samson keys in a code and opens a door to a room full of guns.
Oh, wow. Yes. Dude, it looks like Rambo in there.
Guns. Freedom you can hold in your hand.
Is that a bomb?
Oh, yeah. I forgot I even had that thing. Parting gift from an old girlfriend. Navy SEAL, sweet lass. Sweet ass, too.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, yeah.
Never sleep with a woman who has a shiv in her bra.
Hey.
Those will cost you, sweet cheeks.
What was all that BS about freedom just now?
Well, freedom's free. The guns ain't.
Does it look like we grabbed cash this morning? How are we supposed to pay you?
Samson scratches his chin. Candace looks down at Valerie's chest. Lars turns to Jonas.
No way. Dude, we divided this up enough.
Dude, Lars. We need weapons.
Yeah? And I need a new truck.
Just don't...
Truck, weapons.
All right, fine.
Lars holds onto the egg. Samson throws a shotgun over his shoulder.
What do you want?
I want the dragon.
The pterodactyl.
Yeah.
You didn't kill it.
So, and Columbus didn't discover America.
Dude, come on.
Do we have a deal?
Seriously? Who cares?
Jonas, yeah.
Jonas and Samson shake hands.
Now, who's going to help me move this thing?
Lars aims a pistol. Jonas waves a rifle. Valerie holds a gun from the wrong end.
You ever fire one of these?
I mean, when I was a kid. You?
Mom didn't believe in guns. Said I could build my own, though.
Did you?
Yeah. Turns out dried cow shit makes great gunpowder. Nice.
That just might be a little bit too dangerous for a...
What? A woman?
Candace flicks the revolver barrel and points the gun. Everyone stares.
Whoa. What other surprises you had?
I wasn't always a bartender.
You tell.
Maybe later, when there aren't man-eating reptile everywhere.
Yeah?
Jonas drops the clip from his gun.
I think I need to teach you how to hold a gun. Or shoot one.
Lars and Jonas point their guns.
Oh, the hell no.
Hey! Val, in this case, I think it might be too dangerous for a woman to have a gun.
Fine. Then I'll just go find my own weapon. Like, a sword.
Or some scissors.
Valerie walks away. Jonas taps Lars in the chest. Candace looks at her revolver.
Got it.
Jonas taps the clip of his gun. Candace scratches her head. The boys point their guns around. Samson and Candace shake their heads. Outside. Black smoke rises from the city.
All right, so this is the tricky part. Once this mainspring is in... sits right there. Then this can slide the rest of the way. See here?
You're really good with your hands. Sorry.
He clenches his jaw and looks away.
Scary day, right?
Nah. They're just big animals, you know, just teeth and claws. Nothing really to be afraid of.
They've killed thousands of people.
Right, exactly. So we need to even the score.
Nothing phases you, does it?
Nope, nothing at all.
Really? All right.
She holds a handgun.
Try sliding that in.
This?
Candace touches his hands and he drops the gun.
Oh, sorry.
Brave monster slayer, huh?
Yeah, well, monsters are easy.
And women are complicated?
Look, I suck at sweeping women off their feet.
We don't want to be swept off of our feet. We want someone who can keep us on our feet.
Yeah, well, not every woman is like you.
Sounds like it's getting personal.
You know, I keep getting told that I just don't get personal enough. Damn it.
Yeah. You know, when I was a little girl, I kept being afraid of monsters in my closet. him get out of bed, go to the bathroom, nothing.
You go run into your parents' room?
Nah. My dad wasn't the kind to say, don't be scared, they ain't real. Instead, he'd tell me to toughen up. Show him how to be scared.
That work?
Eventually. One day, I just had enough, you know? I just marched right up to that closet, opened the door, and saw there was nothing there. I was afraid of nothing. I just needed to face it and figure it out.
That sounds pretty smart.
Yeah. He also gave me a 9mm for my 10th birthday. So that definitely helped too. Dad was big on self-reliance.
She assembles the gun.
Could I try again?
She hands it to him. He pulls back the slide, pulls the trigger, and removes and replaces the magazine.
Ain't so scary now.
She nudges him.
That's good. You got it?
Jonas points the gun. Samson sits by the radio. Valerie walks in.
Is anyone there?
No, not a zip, zilch, nothing.
It's like the end of the world around here.
He sips his flask.
You can say that again. I'm almost out of scotch.
Arms crossed, Valerie leans against the wall.
So, about the guns.
Hey, fair trade for fair trade. I'm not the government, I'm not a charity. I'm military.
Valerie rolls her eyes. Samson fiddles with the radio. She turns and closes the door. He holds the phone and stares at the radio. She walks past him and sits on the bed. He takes another swig from his flask. Valerie glides to sit on the edge of the bed and arches her back. She removes her vest and stares at him. With his back turned to her, Samson fiddles with the radio equipment.
You know, it's times like these that really make a girl think about what she wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I want more than a big, strong man to protect me?
She turns his chair and puts her knee-high boot between his legs.
You must have so many guns just begging to be used. So, I think you could loan me just one?
I'm certain we can come up with something.
So what'll I get? A rifle or a pistol or a bazooka? What's wrong?
A pterodactyl's shadow fills a window.
Oh, shit.
Jonas and Candace jump up.
Oh, no! Oh, ah!
The creature drags Valerie across the floor. Samson scrambles into a corner.
No!
Ah! The pterodactyl opens its mouth.
You reptilian asshole. I was about to get laid. It's been years. It's been years, you son of a...
Samson pulls out the knife. Jonas, Candace, and Lars try to open the door. With a gaping hole in her abdomen, Valerie lies motionless on the floor. Candace slumps into a chair.
Shit.
Light streams in from the broken window.
Maybe Samson got away. Could have survived.
Here's his flask.
Oh. Shit.
Candace takes off her jacket, kneels down and places it over Valerie's head. She sits back on the chair and frowns. Jonas hunches over and hits a chair.
How did it find us? I mean, they're just animals. How the hell can something like that track us across a whole damn city?
I don't know.
Lars looks at the rock.
Wait a minute. I think I do know. It's this thing.
What do you mean?
Dude, think about it. The minute we picked up this rock, those things have been on us like fleas on a dog. They want the rock back.
But that's our cash crop. We can't just throw it away, man. I mean, what about the business? What about your truck?
It doesn't matter if we're already dead.
Lars, keep your voice down.
No, I will not. Just think about it for a second. This whole damn thing wouldn't have happened if Romeo here hadn't talked us into going along on this prehistoric joyride through hell. Christ, Jonas. I mean, people are getting killed over this thing.
So it's all my fault now?
Yes, it goddamn is. The same as it's been, what, the last dozen times I've gone along with one of your schemes?
Hey!
Guys.
Just because you don't want a dream, man, don't try to bring me down because I've got one.
Your dream is my nightmare, okay? And this one's gonna end up with us up to our necks in prehistoric pigeons.
Guys, can you work this out some other time?
A pterodactyl smashes through the window. Candace shoots. It falls.
Looks like the bullet theory works. How about you guys stow your drama, drop your dicks, pick up your guns, and kill some reptile?
A pterodactyl screams from an adjacent roof. A swarm of creatures fly over. The boys build a barricade. Candace holds a revolver.
Well, this is a fine mess.
Two creatures fly in.
This is not my fault.
Another one flies in. Candace shoots it down.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of thing your schemes always get us into. My schemes? My schemes! When have my schemes ever gotten us into anything like this?
Please shut up and shoot something!
Lars blasts them with a shotgun.
This is crazy! They're like a goddamn army!
Candace runs out of bullets. The boys blast their shotguns. Candace keys a code into the gun vault door.
Why are you laughing? I just got like four of them. Well, keep it up!
They fire machine gun rounds at the creatures. Candace shoots the lock and opens the door. She looks up as a pterodactyl flies toward her. She dodges and closes it inside the vault. Candace struggles with the creature. She slams the door shut. The pterodactyls retreat and fly away.
All right! We got him on the run!
The remaining creature stands. Candace drops it.
Nice shot. God damn, I'm happy to see you.
Don't be too happy. I'm all out of bullets.
Hey, shit, let's stock up then. Hey, get the hell out of Dodge. There's gotta be somewhere where these things ain't.
I locked one in the armory.
Just one? That ain't so bad. God damn it.
Lars carries the rock and they run outside. A large explosion takes out the building and throws the threesome to the ground.
You okay? What a goddamn horrible day. Jesus.
They look up. A pterodactyl flies through the smoke.
Barbecue. God, how hard is it to kill this asshole?
It crawls closer. The rock lies by Lars's feet.
Hey,
hate you, oversized iguana!
He ditches the rock and hits the creature's head.
Damn, it's hard to throw. Oh, crap. Lars!
The creature charges at Lars.
Lars, no!
It grabs him and flies away. The pterodactyl flies over the smoldering city.
Come on!
Where is it?
Candace and Jonas run after it.
Ben!
Fuck! God damn it!
Come on!
The creature flies high above the buildings. They run to the street. Buildings burn.
Jesus, look at this. It's a slaughterhouse. I mean, where's the police, the National Guard, anyone?
Anyone who's smart's hiding right now.
Yeah? What does that make us? Come on, this way. Come on. Through here, come on.
The pterodactyl swoops. Candace and Jonas hide behind a car. A creature lands on a rooftop. It lands and moves closer to them. Jonas holds Candace.
What's that sound?
A huge swarm flies over them, and the creature close by joins the flock.
Swarm.
They watch the swarm disappear into the sky. They look at each other. Jonas holds her and leans forward.
Oh, Lars!
Come on!
Was it worth the flight to LAX?
Come on!
I'm coming!
Did we lose him?
I don't know.
They search the sky.
Oh, not as long as he's got air in his lungs and curses on his tongue. Come on!
In an alley, they round a corner and stop. The swarm surrounds a building.
Christ on a stick!
No.
It's gotta be their nest. Jonas, we can't just go cowboying into there.
We can't just leave them in there. They're gonna tear them to shreds.
If we go in there, they'll tear us to shreds.
I got him into this. That's Lars up there. And I'm gonna do something about it.
They run back to the alley. Lars hangs his head. He flinches and opens his eyes. He holds his temple.
What kind of hangover is this?
He sits up and leans back against a shelf.
Hey there, barbecue. Take it easy.
Hope you're still not sore about, you know.
It's not as bad as what Jonas did. I mean, he burned your face off.
Lars sits on the floor before the pterodactyl. Multiple creatures fill a room.
Oh, God damn it, God damn it, God damn it!
Pterodactyls fly past a gaping hole in the building. Lars trembles. A pterodactyl lands. It holds the rock in its beak.
I'll be damned.
The creature brings the rock to the group. Lars points at it.
Those weren't no meteorites. They were eggs. They were you falling from the sky.
The exit in a nest made of debris. Outside. Smoke fills the blue sky. Jonas and Candace run up to Lars's truck. Jonas digs in the truck bed.
What are we doing back here? I thought you wanted to help him.
I am.
Jonas, we need to call the cops, the military, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Have you seen any cops lately? Hell, we know what happened to the military.
Jonas, it's suicide. You go back in there, you're not coming back out. Damn it, Jonas, you can't do this. I don't want you to die before I...
Before what?
Before I get the chance to really know you.
Jonas looks at her and shakes his head.
I've spent my entire life making nothing of myself. Just making things. I thought being clever was enough, but it ain't. I can't just let him sit there. I've got to do something. I owe him that.
Candace nods.
Well, if that's how it's gonna be, then you're gonna need someone to keep you on your feet. They brought the fight to us. I say we bring it back to them.
You sure you want to do this?
You think you even have a say in that matter?
Well, those goddamn flying lizards better watch out. Because we're going to make them extinct again.
In a workshop, Jonas breaks a lock and opens a door. Tools, straps, and bullets cover a table. Jonas and Candace look at each other. Jonas drills and assembles assorted gadgets. Jonas taps a gauge. Candace rips duct tape with her teeth and wraps it around a pipe. She takes blue gel from a jar and lights it. They smile. They place jars full of liquid with labels of skulls and X's on the table. They fill bullet belts and share a look. Candace flicks a single bullet into the air. She catches it. They nod to each other. She wraps a gun strap around her thigh. She twirls the revolver and shoves it in the strap. They pack a bag with gadgets. Jonas holds a shovel. In the alley, Candace tries the handles on multiple locked cars until she finds one unlocked. She spray paints the hood. Jonas sharpens the shovel. He blows on it and points it forward. Sunbeams fall from behind as Jonas stands outside with the shovel strapped to his back. Candace looks at the hood with a No Pterodactyl sign in red and black. They speed through the city. The silver car hood glistens in the sunlight. Smoking buildings line a vacant street. Pterodactyls circle the building. Lars looks up. The pterodactyls tend the nest.
Don't worry. I ain't moving after that last hit. Jerk.
He holds his shoulder. He looks through the hole in the building.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
The creatures swarm around the top floors. One flies in and drops a man in a suit to the floor. He scowls. The creature moves in on him. The man crawls to Lars.
Hi.
Hey.
Where am I? What is happening?
Lars. Lars Wales.
Johnny Dean.
Well, Johnny Dean. To answer your first question,
we're in the middle of a shitstorm.
Yeah, these ugly bastards have taken up shop in this apartment here, which I believe belonged to a couple of artist types. I'm gonna be honest with you, Johnny. I don't know a damn thing about art. But I gotta say, I mean, it's pretty good.
Lars browses a magazine. A pterodactyl stands with its wings wide open. It coughs up a human skull. Johnny whimpers.
How can you stay so calm?
Look, there's no reason in panicking, okay? Just take it easy. Come on, haven't you ever been in a fight before? All we gotta do is stay calm,
look for our opening, and then we give them a real fight. Bastards.
Lars clenches his jaw.
What are they doing now? Why don't they just eat us?
Eggs crack.
I think that's because they're young, like their food fresh.
Johnny turns and looks at Lars. He glances at the eggs. One cracks open, revealing a mouth with sharp teeth. Candace and Jonas pull up to the building. The giant flock circles around.
You ready to do this?
Yeah. Let's kick some ass.
Jonas opens a door. They enter an empty space with high ceilings and wooden beams. Plastic covers the windows. Jonas holds the gadget and spins around the room. Candace holds her gun and looks up. He reaches an elevator and staircase. He looks at the staircase.
How high up did you say that nest was?
24th, 25th floor, probably.
You know, I was thinking I could totally use the exercise. No? Damn it.
Pterodactyls fly by the windows. Jonas and Candace hold up their weapons. Creature babies hatch from the eggs.
Why is he looking at me like that? What? No, 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 please! No, take him, no! No, 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 please, go ahead, hate me! Come on, I pay my taxes, I'm a good person! No, no!
A pterodactyl drags Johnny away. Lars squints and turns his head. Downstairs, creatures move in on Candace.
Little help here!
I'm trying, I didn't really have time to test this stuff.
Jonas hits the gadget and it throws flames.
How about that?
Candace shoots at the creatures and Jonas torches them with a flamethrower. She drops one. Jonas smothers the other one in flames.
Oh, God. Well, that wasn't so bad.
You just had to say it, didn't you?
A pterodactyl drops from the ceiling.
You're one big, ugly...
It rushes at Jonas and headbutts him. Candace fires at it and it backs her into a corner.
Jonas!
She reaches for more bullets.
Jonas!
Jonas throws a long strap tied to a garden trowel at the creature's back and pulls it. Candace dodges the pterodactyl's attacks. She reaches for her gun. Jonas pulls the strap, forcing the pterodactyl to stand. Candace grabs a flagpole with an American flag and thrusts it through the creature's chest. Blood spews out of its chest. The pterodactyl drops to the floor. Above it, the star-spangled banner waves in the wind.
Wow. I feel like I should say something patriotic.
Candace reloads her revolver. Jonas walks to the elevator.
You coming?
In the elevator, he presses a button and stretches his neck. A pterodactyl approaches Lars.
Take it easy, barbecue. Come on, man.
Floor numbers count up.
Oh, oh, oh.
Jonas breathes hard. Candace stares straight ahead.
You're awfully calm.
Lars rolls up a magazine.
This is it? Come on! Come on, you son of a bitch!
In a narrow hallway, Jonas and Candace turn a corner.
Lars.
Lars.
Lars. Jonas.
The creature grabs Lars by the ankle. He reaches for the shelf. Jonas torches a pterodactyl. Candace shoots another one. The creature's claw holds Lars.
Take it easy, barbecue. Sorry about burning your face.
A baby creature approaches.
Oh. You're even uglier than the big ones. Jonas!
Jonas and Candace barge in. Pterodactyls fill the room. Jonas and Candace lift their weapons and glance at each other. Jonas nods.
Light him up.
Jonas incinerates the creatures and Candace shoots at them. The pterodactyls shriek in the flames. Lars whimpers on the floor. Candace dodges and shoots. Jonas backs up.
Reloading!
Got it.
Ready!
The creatures fly out the hole.
Shoot them! Shoot them all!
Jonas waves his flamethrower. The creatures retreat to the sky. The massive flock disperses. The gadget malfunctions.
Not now. Shit. Come on.
Candace lowers her gun. Jonas steps to the edge of the gaping hole. A creature knocks down Candace. Jonas jumps in and holds the shovel.
You again.
Lars whacks at the baby. Jonas points the shovel at the creature.
Brain.
The pterodactyl charges at Jonas. He dodges its attack. They circle around. The creature bites the shovel. Jonas pokes at it. The creature swings its wing.
Alright, see if you can fly.
Lars kicks the baby creature out of the building. Jonas harpoons the creature with his shovebrella. The end sticks out of its chest. The umbrella opens.
Not so lazy now, huh? I'm sorry, buddy. I'm glad you didn't quit on me.
Never, man.
Was that my new leaf blower?
It still works.
Always nice to see you, little man, love. How's it going, Lars?
A lot better now that I'm no longer on the menu. Oh, crap, that's right. Guys, we got bigger problems than fishing me out of Dino's digestive tract. Here's your 20%.
They're breeding.
Yeah, but not here. They're bringing them from somewhere else. Hey, guys. Does that look like Samson to you?
A wall of heads.
Looks like he wasn't the only one that collected trophies.
What?
Poor bastard. What a way to go.
What is that? Where am I? Oh, jeez. Yeah. A leather-skinned bastard drove me through a wall and still couldn't kill old Samson. And now you kids are here to rescue me, eh? We'll show them reptilly birds what's what, right? Yeah. Now, who's going to help me get out of here?
Clouds hang in the sky.
I don't suppose anyone thought to bring my flask with them, did they?
Samson and Jonas dust themselves.
No.
Must have slipped my mind.
There's got to be something to drink around this place.
Candace looks at the cracked eggs.
What's wrong?
The eggs. Why are they bringing them here? They're building a new nest? It makes no sense. Unless they're all males, but then where are all the females?
Wait, how do you know these ain't female? I mean, did you look?
Maybe they're waiting for something. Maybe they're like ants or bees.
How so?
There is always a queen.
They walk closer to the open hole. A gigantic pterodactyl flaps its wings and glides over the city. The threesome steps back as it flies by the building. It lands on the side of the building and spreads its massive wings.
Hey guys! I'd say right now is a great time to retire from the monster hunting business, huh?
No, we need to end this.
Jonas, we can't just stay here.
We need to kill it. Here and now. This may be our only chance.
Oh, yeah? And how do you propose we do that, huh?
Jonas opens Candace's backpack and whips out a jar.
But that? No way, that is not enough explosives. Come on, man, look at that thing. It's like half a dozen stories tall.
Then we need something that's gonna make a bigger boom.
Yeah, like what?
Great news, everyone. I found the liquor cabinet.
What?
Jonas empties bottles into a jug.
How many more do we got?
How many more do you need?
Candace grabs Samson's bottle.
No! Wait! You don't understand!
How are we doing? This better work.
They can't use that one. Listen, it's too bad. All I wanted to do was have a drink. Just a drink.
Come on.
No.
Can we hurry up, please?
The creature clings to the side of the building. Jonas holds the explosive. Samson shakes his head.
All right, now, we just got to get its attention.
How are we going to do that?
I think I know how.
On the horizon, skyscrapers smolder. Lars walks to the edge of the gaping hole and lifts the rock above his head. The creature hovers below him. Lars drops the rock. It hits the pterodactyl in the head.
Okay, maybe a little too much attention.
The giant creature climbs up the building. Lars runs away from the edge. The explosive shakes.
Oh, it's coming.
The creature shoves its head into the building. It tilts its head. The explosive teeters. Jonas reaches for it.
Sit tight, kiddo. It's my turn to kill one of these bastards. In the name of my forefathers. And alcoholics everywhere!
The pterodactyl opens its mouth, exposing sharp teeth and a pointy tongue. Carrying the bomb, Samson charges the creature. He leaps from the hole. The pterodactyl closes its mouth and swallows. Two explosive pins lie on the floor.
Say it, Lars. You know you want to.
Oh, God damn.
The giant pterodactyl flies backward from the building. Smoke pours from its mouth. Jonas, Lars, and Candace run out.
Good one, Samson!
Never thought I'd actually say this, but I think I'm gonna miss him.
The headless creature lies in the street.
Hey guys, I think it's still alive. Samson! Oh my god, yes!
Covered in slime, Samson emerges from the creature. He waves.
I'm okay!
Just a little juicy, I guess.
Shame about the head. Would have made a fine trophy.
It's okay. The bitch probably wouldn't have fit on the wall anyway.
Hey, look! The cavalry's arrived!
Dozens of helicopters appear in the sky.
Screw them! I got this one fair and square!
Jonas and Candace hold hands.
Not so scary now, am I?
He grabs her and they kiss.
Let's just say I'm allowed to sweep off your feet a little. Hey, Lars, you gonna be ready for work on Monday?
I think I need a break from the yard care business.
What do you have in mind?
I need a vacation. Man, one hell of a way to spend a weekend, huh?
Woo!
I need a drink.
Scattered pieces of pterodactyl lie in the street and on buildings. Choppers fly by. Smoke from burning buildings pours into the blue sky. Tonight with Tommy Killingsworth.
Good evening and welcome back to Tonight with Tommy Killingsworth, the talk show that has the interviews you want with the subjects that matter most. Today we're talking about the so-called pterodactyl invasion.
In block letters, pterodactyl invasion.
Now, the remaining pterodactyls have been rounded up and sent to an uninhabited island in South America, where they're being closely watched by the military. The question I have is, what's going to happen next? Now, all the pterodactyls, if I'm not mistaken...
Scumbag.
Lars frowns at the monitor. In a sports jacket, Jonas walks in.
Whoa, look at you, Rico Suave. Very nice.
Well, I figured I had to step it up since you came with the Elmer Fudd line. Very nice.
Oh, funny, nice. Funny. Fashionably late, I see.
That's what happens to a man when he gets caught out front signing autographs.
Wait, where's Candace?
I stuck at her book signing. Should have seen the line wrapped Shut around the block. Up.
One woman struggled with the past.
How's he doing?
Same as always.
Not bad, huh?
With me tonight are two pterodactyl experts, Samson McLean, who has been held as one of the heroes of Los Angeles after a cell phone video of him helping defend the city against a beast went viral in the days after. We also have Teresa Quinn, a biologist and astrophysicist with Columbia University. Now, Samson, I am interested in your thoughts about this pterodactyl relocation project.
Relocation? Listen, Junior, the pterodactyls have had their day, their history. Actually, they're prehistory. It's now the day of the human being, and it's our job to make sure that it stays that way. As Americans, we will never again be afraid of things from the past. Listen, kiddo, I've seen things that would really curl your hair.
So, did you ask her yet?
Come on.
Come on, don't be so worried.
Not that I'm worried, it's like, you know, timing, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, whatever, let me see it.
Now?
Yeah, come on, whip it out.
All right, careful though, okay?
Careful.
Jonas hands over a little box.
Whoa.
Huh?
Nice. Yeah, just one thing though.
But what? What's wrong?
Did you have to get one so big? I mean, you're not compensating, are you?
What, because my balls ain't as big as my brain?
No, I'll admit, you got that one figured out just fine.
Listen, Slick. I shot sharks in the river, I've wrestled grizzly bears, and for the pterodactyls, I've been in the belly of the beast.
Oh, crap, I think we're up next. I think somebody's coming over here.
Sure. They're ready to mic you guys up.
All right, thanks,
thanks
man.
Bro.
Jonas taps Lars's shoulder and starts to walk away.
We'll be ready. You can bet your sweet ass on that, kiddo.
Hey, Lars. You coming? Can't keep doing this goddamn job all by myself. God damn it.
Lars puts his hands on Jonas's shoulders.
Grizzly bears, you say. Well, thank you, Samson. That was very insightful. Miss Quinn, let's turn to you now. What are your thoughts?
Well, since the beginning of time, mankind has asked if anyone else occupies the stars. And now we know. Our own past is up there, waiting to return. Containment is only the first step toward preventing an attack like this from happening again. We can learn much from the pterodactyls, but we also must keep in mind this may have been the first wave of these beasts. Who knows what other dangers lurk in space, waiting to fall into our backyards? Who knows what's next?
Pterodactyl eggs hurtle through outer space. Directed by Don Bitters and Jeff Reisner. Visual effects and written by Don Bitters. Cinematography and edited by Jeff Reisner. Produced by Eric Edmonds, PGA. Jason Tobias. Candace Nunes. Christopher Jennings. Bianca Haas. Jack E. Currington. Production designer, Chewy Darso. Sound supervision by Matt Parra. Original music by Matt Parra. Executive producers Don Bitters, Jeff Reisner, Christopher Jennings. Executive producer Lucas Solomon. Executive producer Thomas P. Jennings. Credits continue. A baby pterodactyl flies over the city.